This wall comes from a tomb belonging to a man named Nikau Hor and his wife, Sekhem Hathor. Nikau Hor was a simple priest in the time of Userkaf, first king of Dynasty 5, in about 2450 BC. On either side of the wall, you'll see a recessed niche flanked by figures. These niches are known as false doors and mark the area where offerings were placed and prayers were said in memory of the deceased. Nikau Hor's niche is on the left, and Sekhem Hathor's is on the right. Look at the innermost recess of one of the false doors. Each is painted red with black stippling in imitation of granite, a costly stone that was probably beyond the owner's means. Now step back, and you'll notice that the best sculptor was employed to carve the large images of Nikau Hor that flank his false door at the left. This is 5th Dynasty relief at its finest. Look at the area between the false doors, where busy scenes depict festivities and bringing of offerings. In the lowest row, or register, men butcher cattle. In the register above, offering bearers carry jars of liquid and trays laden with fruit and meat. In the top register, musicians play flutes and a harp. At the left of this register, two men play senet, a popular game played on a sort of checkerboard. There are indications that the playing of senet was regarded as a symbolic voyage through the underworld, and its representation in a tomb may have helped the deceased on his own voyage to the next world. Interestingly, the wall in this area shows evidence of re-carving. Look at the player on the left. Crossing his body, you'll see the ghostly white traces of a chair leg. And across his companion, you can just make out the traces of the feet and calves of a larger seated figure, all that is left of an earlier image. These relief blocks were among the museum's early purchases from the Egyptian government and have been in the Egyptian department since 1908.